You're listening to SBS News.
After more than 600 days behind bars in China without trial, democracy campaigner Yang Hengjun has a defiant message to his family and friends. "I want to go to court. I will never confess to something I haven't done. Being held for 19 months is unfair. They can abuse me. This is political persecution." This is the first time since late last year that he's been able to communicate with the outside world. His wife, Yuan Ruzhuan, spoke to SBS News from Shanghai, China, where she's not permitted to leave the country.
"I'm very sad because I know he is very lonely, because he says it's been just so long since he has been able to have contact with anyone. He's lonely and anxious."
But in a breakthrough, the 55-year-old has finally met face-to-face with his lawyers in Beijing for the first time. Ms. Yuan again.
"I was concerned if he was still alive because it's just been so long since I have seen him. So today I felt a bit of comfort knowing the lawyer says he is still okay."
Those close to Dr. Yang still hold grave concerns for his welfare. He says he's endured more than 300 interrogations, sometimes for 5 hours at a time, by 35 different people in a bid to extract a confession. Professor Feng Chongyi says China's opaque criminal justice system, which has a conviction rate of 99%, is almost entirely reliant on confessions.
"It's the legal system under the strict leadership of the party. So there's no such a thing as independent trial in China."
Dr. Yang is one of several Australians currently detained in China. This week, the federal government confirmed Australian journalist Cheng Lei, who was working for Chinese state media, is also being held for unspecified reasons. Clive Hamilton is a professor at Charles Sturt University and says it's not clear exactly why they have been targeted by Chinese authorities.
"Certainly we in Australia are wondering whether they are hostages to the political tensions between the two countries now. If so, they are pawns in a geopolitical game, and their fate does not look good."
The Department of Foreign Affairs has told SBS News it'll continue to provide assistance and support to Dr. Yang and his family during this difficult time. The Chinese Embassy in Australia did not respond to a request for comment. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.